those that are disconnected from the netball following a depressing season from the Adelaide Thunderbirds. Last night, Sunshine Coast came out on top in the grand final. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, to speak about this and other sporting news from across the week. Good morning, Leakey.
Morning, Tommy, mate. So lightning strikes twice for the Sunshine Coast. So, yeah, they won the championship last year and, yeah, end up wrapping up the final again last night.
Yeah, so a fantastic win for them. Mm-hmm. So what actually went down in the grand final?
Former Fever Star captain Caitlin Bassett finished with 45 goals from 50 attempts for the Lightning. That's pretty good for her. Pretty much cemented their win there because that is an amazing strike rate. When you have a good night, you're on. And she just killed it. It was quite unbelievable, really. She just couldn't miss. 45 out of 50. That's what's it, like 93% or something like that. Yeah. So she just killed it. It was unreal. And when you're on, it's a bit hard to lose. But the Sunshine Coast Lightning played the West Coast Fever in Perth Arena, so they were away from home. It's pretty good to win. Jelani Fowler finished with for the Fever finished with 53 goals from 55 attempts. I don't know who you'd pick as the best player in the series, because both shooters were just on. And I think the Fever really a bit unlucky, really.
Now, Leakey, as you mentioned, this is a back-to-back grand final for the Lightning. So how was their season in the lead-up to this grand final?
Yeah, look, they played really well, obviously. They've actually got a few birds who played for the Thunderbirds back in the day before the new format came in. So it's a bit, I don't know if you call it upsetting, they played all right. They suffered a blow in the dying minutes of the opening term. When their goal attack left the court after colliding with a goalpost, they really came back and really smashed it out. And I mean, scores were level at quarter time, so it could have gone either way. After half time, though, they kind of just came back and took the margin by three at halftime. So, yeah, I think they kind of... It comes down to, in those dire situations, having that match practice and, Sunshine Coast Lightning, they have it there because they've won it last year. It'd be a bit disappointing for the Perth fans, obviously, at home. Because I think, West Coast Fever, they were pretty much on top for the whole year. And then the Sunshine Coast just came out and... had a better game, really.
Sports correspondent Jacob Leake is with us. Now, Leake, you're looking towards the AFL. As we know, the finals kick off this week. So who's looking strong?
Finals kick off next week, Tommy.
Next week. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, they have that cheeky bye now, which has happened the last couple of years. It threw me off. So I was listening to a lot of footy. I was watching a lot of football yesterday, and all the commentators were getting mixed up as well. So... don't worry, Tommy, mate, you're not the only one. Richmond finished on top with the West Coast in second. So both of those teams will have a home final. So Collingwood, I believe, will have to travel to Perth, and Hawthorn will play Richmond in a final. With top four, obviously, the teams who lose will get a double chance. And then you've got Melbourne will play Geelong at the MCG, and then Sydney are playing GWS. I'm not too sure where they're playing this one. I think it might be played either at the SCG or I can't remember what they call it now. It's where the Olympics were held there. So those Melbourne and Geelong and Sydney and GWS. That'll be an elimination final. So whoever loses that will be out of the final. So it's going to be interesting to see. The GWS haven't won They've out of their last five, they've lost two, and so Sydney and Geelong. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think Melbourne or Hawthorn are really going to be have a run at Richmond. I think I can't really see West Coast beating Richmond at the MCG. So definitely, if it's an all Melbourne grand final, I think it'll definitely be interesting to see how those teams go against Richmond. Because yeah, obviously the Richmond would have to be the hot price favourites there.
And finally, Leakey, on a similar note, the AFL Legends game is happening this Friday at Adelaide Oval. So who will be making an appearance?
Yeah, so this game, usually it's on like mid-year, but I think after they're having the bye between AFL the season proper and the finals, yeah, they've decided to put it on. I only found out recently it's going to be at the Adelaide Oval because usually it's played at Etihad. It's going to be a pretty good game, I think. The captain is Chad Corns for the All-Stars. And you'll find a few blokes like Andrew Jarman, Andrew McLeod, Brett Ebert's lining up there as well. Chad Corns, Daniel Motlock, Dean Brogan as well. So he might punch on with a few people at the airport, so look out for him. Mark Bickley and amazingly Nathan Bock, who left the Adelaide Crows in some obscure circumstances when the Gold Coast Suns came in. Phil Matera as well, who played out at the West Coast Eagles, he'll be good to watch. He loves scoring a few sausage rolls. So, yeah, and Scott Thompson there, I actually saw him on the weekend. I was at some local football, and he is looking... I reckon he looks fitter than when he played for the Crows. He's unreal. And then hopefully everyone's favourite, Tony Modra, will obviously be lining up from full forward. So hopefully he can take a few hangers and get the crowd going. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a good game down there at the Adelaide Oval. Get along this Friday. I think it starts from about 7 o'clock-ish, so yeah, you probably want to get there after work, have a few lemonades at the local establishments, and then make your way down there to Adelaide over for the EJ Witten Legends game.
Well, sounds like one not to be missed. Leakey, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Tommy, all good.
Our sports correspondent Jacob Leake there, sharing all the latest news from the sporting world.